Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into some ancient wisdom today that, believe it or not, might just have some surprising insights for your life in the 21st century.
You got it.
Yeah, we're looking at the Book of Numbers, chapter 8. Now, you might not think a book about a nomadic tribe from thousands of years ago has much to say about life today, but trust me, there are some fascinating parallels.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these ancient texts, they grapple with really fundamental human questions, you know? Questions that are just as relevant now as they were back then. We're talking about service, dedication, finding meaning in what we do.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's set the scene a bit. Numbers 8 focuses on a group called the Levites, a tribe chosen for, well, sacred service in the Israelites' tabernacle. Can you give us a little context? What was this tabernacle and why were the Levites so important?
Okay, so picture this. The tabernacle was essentially a portable temple. It was a sacred space that the Israelites carried with them as they wandered through the desert. It represented their connection to the divine. Now, the Levites, they were the caretakers of the sacred space. They were responsible for everything. From maintaining the structure itself to assisting the priests in rituals and ceremonies.
I'm already starting to see some connections to modern life.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people who dedicate themselves to maintaining spaces that hold deep meaning for us, right?
I mean,
think about historic landmarks, community centers, places of worship.
Exactly. That idea of preserving something precious, something that really matters, you know, carrying on a tradition that resonates across time and cultures. But there's another layer to the story I find really intriguing. The whole emphasis on light.
Okay.
The text actually goes into great detail about how the lamps in the tabernacle had to be lit and arranged, I mean, meticulously, to illuminate the whole space.
That's interesting. So it sounds like more than just practical illumination, right? What was the deeper significance?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Light in so many cultures symbolizes guidance, clarity, even truth. Imagine those lamps, carefully tended by the Levites, casting their glow throughout the tabernacle. They were a beacon, a symbol of spiritual illumination for the Israelites, guiding them through the darkness.
So the Levites, they weren't just caretakers. They were like light bearers, in a way, helping others find their way.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way to put it. And it makes you think, doesn't it? How can we be light bearers in our own lives? You know, how can we offer that guidance, that clarity or support to those around us? It's a powerful question, especially in a world that often feels, well, pretty dark.
Absolutely. Definitely gives me something to think about. Now, before the Levites could even step into that role of light bearers, they had to undergo some pretty intense purification rituals.
Mm-hmm.
The text says they shaved their bodies, washed their clothes, they even offered sacrifices. What was the point of all that? Was it just about physical cleanliness?
Oh, it was about way more than just scrubbing up. These rituals were symbolic. They symbolized a spiritual and moral cleansing, a way of shedding the old and preparing for a new level of commitment and dedication, like hitting a reset button, aligning themselves with their sacred purpose, you know?
So it was about getting in the right headspace.
Yeah.
Creating a sense of intentionality before taking on such an important role.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We might not have those elaborate rituals today, but I think we can all relate to that importance of preparing ourselves, you know, mentally and emotionally before taking on those big challenges or commitments in life.
Absolutely. Think about how athletes train for a competition or how artists prepare for a performance. There's that mental and emotional component. You know, that need to clear the clutter, focus their energy. The Levites' purification rituals, they kind of offer a blueprint for how we might approach those crucial moments in our own lives. So we're back, diving deeper into the Book of Numbers, chapter 8.
Picking up right where we left off with those purification rituals, it's amazing how these ancient practices connect to how we prep ourselves for those big moments, you know?
It is.
We may not be shaving our heads or offering sacrifices these days, but we all have our own ways of getting in the right headspace, don't we?
For sure. Whether it's meditation, journaling, even just taking some deep breaths before that big presentation, we all have those little rituals that help us get centered, focus our intentions, right?
Absolutely.
But there's another piece of the Levite story that I think we can really learn from. Their focus on teamwork. On shared responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
The text makes it clear they didn't work in isolation. No way. They were collaborating, supporting each other, sharing the load.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Thinking about how complex that tabernacle was, it wasn't a one-person job.
Mm.
It's interesting, though, the text really highlights not just the practical benefits of teamwork, but also the deeper significance of working together toward a common goal.
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't just about efficiency. It was about fostering that sense of unity. Interdependence. Think about it. These Levites were entrusted with a sacred task, and they knew they could only succeed if they worked together. Leveraging each other's strengths, supporting each other's weaknesses, you know, it's like...
Yeah, that's such a powerful lesson, and one that we often forget, I think, in our individualistic culture.
Yeah.
We're so focused on our own goals, we forget the power of that collective effort. It doesn't matter if it's work, our communities, families, teamwork, it's essential for achieving something truly meaningful.
I couldn't agree more. It's like that old saying, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Exactly.
The Levites, they remind us we're not meant to go it alone. We need each other. We thrive in connection. And when we work together towards something bigger than ourselves, something amazing happens. We tap into that collective energy. It just amplifies our individual efforts.
Love that. But let's shift gears for a moment. The text mentions age limits for Levite service, right?
Yeah.
They can only serve from age 25 to 50. What was up with that?
That's where we see the ancient Israelites' wisdom in recognizing that natural ebb and flow of life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They understood different stages of life. They bring different strengths and limitations.
Yeah?
Yeah, that energy and vigor of youth, that's valuable, but so is the experience and wisdom that comes with age.
Like, they had a system for acknowledging the unique contributions of different generations.
Mm.
And honestly, that's a perspective we could use a lot more of today, don't you think?
100%. We tend to undervalue the contributions of older generations. We just get so caught up in, you know, the dynamism of youth. But the Levites, they remind us wisdom and experience, just as valuable as that youthful enthusiasm. It's about finding the right balance, you know, honoring what each generation brings to the table, recognizing we all have something unique to offer at different stages of our journey.
Powerful takeaway. Now, I want to touch on one more theme before we wrap up. The idea of service is a form of worship. The Levites' dedication, it wasn't just about checking tasks off a list, right? It was about expressing their devotion to a higher purpose.
This, I think, is one of the most profound lessons we can take from this ancient text. It challenges us to see our work, our service, all those everyday actions, not as mundane obligations, but as opportunities.
Opportunities to what?
To express our values, to connect with something larger than ourselves.
It's about finding meaning and purpose in what we do, even in those seemingly small, insignificant tasks.
Exactly. And it's about recognizing those actions, no matter how small, they ripple outward, impacting the world around us in ways we might never even fully grasp.
Wow. And we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into Numbers chapter 8. We've been unpacking the story of the Levites, their dedication, and all the surprising connections to our lives today.
Yeah, and in this last part, we're really going to focus on what I think is the most powerful idea that comes out of this ancient text, the idea of service being a form of worship.
Right. We were talking about that in part two, right? That the Levites' work, it wasn't just about checking things off a list. It was about expressing their devotion to something much bigger.
Exactly. It wasn't just a job. It was their whole way of life, a spiritual practice. Everything they did, lighting the lamps, keeping that tabernacle in good shape, it was all infused with this incredible sense of purpose and dedication.
So even the, I guess, mundane tasks became acts of devotion, a way of connecting to the divine.
Beautifully said. And it makes us think, doesn't it? How do we view our own work, our service to others, all those everyday things we do? What if we approach them with that same intentionality, that same devotion that the Levites brought to their service?
It's a whole different way of looking at things. Seeing our work, whatever it is, as this opportunity.
Exactly.
To express our values, contribute to something bigger than ourselves, connect to a sense of purpose that goes beyond the daily grind.
Think about a nurse caring for a patient, a teacher inspiring a student, even someone just volunteering to clean up a park. These are all acts of service. And when they're done with that intention, that care, they become acts of worship in themselves.
That actually ties in with something you mentioned earlier about the Levites and that emphasis on light. They were light bearers in a way, right? Illuminating the tabernacle, guiding the Israelites. So can we, through our own acts of service, be light bearers too?
Without a doubt. Every act of kindness, every effort we make to, you know, make the world a little bit better, no matter how small, it becomes a source of light. It brightens the lives of those we're serving, but it also brightens our own lives, fills them with that meaning and purpose.
Wow. So as we come to the end of our deep dive here into the book of Numbers, chapter 8, we're left with a powerful challenge, aren't we?
We are.
To see our work, our service, all the things we do every day, not as burdens, but as opportunities.
Exactly. Opportunities to connect with each other, to contribute, to express our deepest values, to be those light bearers in a world that can often feel dark, and to find In the act of service itself, this deep sense of purpose, of fulfillment.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this journey into ancient wisdom. May we all find ways to bring that spirit of dedication and devotion into our own lives and light up the world around us, one act of service at a time.